It was 2009, May the 11th. I received a call to go to Trafford General Hospital, and in that fatal call, my son Giuseppe was murdered.
Obviously, to lose a child is heartbreaking, but under those circumstances, I mean, how did you feel knowing, you know, that your son had gone just like that?
Nothing prepares you for death, especially losing a child so young. Again, I have faith, which has been my main driver. I've been able to cope with it through that, really.
What sort of boy was Giuseppe?
Happy, had a lot to look forward to. He was his mother's only child, born on my 21st birthday. So it runs very deep that we're here today raising awareness around amnesty for guns.
What do you think of the work that's been done in Greater Manchester when it comes to tackling firearms?
Well, again, that goes back to GMP, their responsibility for keeping people safe in the community. I'm hopeful that their messages have been effective in disrupting, you know, firearms. And, the communities can be a lot safer. Giuseppe is the only child who has been murdered since 2009. So some messages must be getting out there that, you know, gun crime is the wrong message for children to take up.
And of course, we're here today highlighting the amnesty approach, another good way of getting that message across that gun crime isn't the way forward. And what did you think about when you heard about the amnesty that's taking place?
I thought it was a great idea. I wanted to be here today to back this campaign because, you know, there are families out there who would suffer just like the other families who have gone through this process. If we can save one life out there, then by all means, I am backing this campaign 100 million%.
What would be your message to, you know, people that do have firearms in Greater Manchester?
My message would be, don't take a life if you can't replace it.
Quite a short, strong message there. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it?
Yes. Just think about not yourself, but the wider community and the lives that you change forever.
Because in the circumstances, you know, that Giuseppe was killed, when you look back, that doesn't need to happen, does it? You know, when you say guns are involved, it just goes to show that it's never going to be a happy ending.
There's no winners in the process. I have a grave to remind myself of Giuseppe's life. The individuals who committed this crime as well, their families have to go through it as well. But at the end of the day, there was a life taken, and again, they cannot replace which they take.
So in terms of the amnesty, it's all guns. I mean, it's a great way of people doing it anonymously, isn't it? Because that's a key here as well. People might feel that they shouldn't have these weapons in the first place. It's a great way of people doing it without no questions asked.
Yeah, I think sometimes people do need to feel that if there's something on their conscience and they need to let that out and let those things just not bother them, shall we say, because if you know that you have a gun placed in, you could be in an old person's home, you could put it anywhere, and you wouldn't want to think that happens to fall into a child's hands or, you know, anything. You wouldn't want that on your conscience. So if you have got a gun and would like to give it to Amnesty, please do, and do the right thing.
How much does it mean to you for people to do the right thing?
Well, again, going back to why I'm here in the first place, my son, just to see the devastation of what a gun can do. And I wouldn't like to see nobody go through what I've gone through and Giuseppe's family. So the message is think carefully before you pull that trigger. You cannot replace what you take.